therapy. Boy, do we all need some. But that's not about us, it's about you. You can be on it by calling in at 833-563-2539. You can also DM us. That's probably the easiest way. Radio Now AM Show. Producer Porkchop will be waiting there for your DM. Let's say good morning to Jessica. Hey, what up, Jessica?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Why are we talking to you today for group therapy? What's going on?
I'm dying right now.
Aw.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I've been dating Brian for almost a year now, and, you know, I'm in love. I'm happy as I've been in forever. My lease is almost up, and, you know, we want to move in together. But here's the deal. He has two cats, and just inherited another, so that's three cats. And I'm, like, deathly allergic to cats.
Me too. I am my throat will close up. And they're so cute, but
yeah, you know,
I can't
so you know
be
what
around
I'm
them.
Going through, yeah. Yeah, so I almost didn't date him initially because of this, because, I mean, it's, you know, a huge issue. And so he will not get rid of his cats because, you know, they're like his babies. But
I could not date a dude with cats either, because I feel like I could never go to his place. Or if he had, like, their, you know, little fur, like, I don't know, their hair would make me.
Is it only because you're allergic, though? That's why
I'm
Mackenzie couldn't. Okay,
yeah.
That's a legit excuse. If you'll die, and maybe don't do it.
I mean, literally, anyone, you know, it's miserable. Like, I know her, those are his babies, but, like, I'm, you know, his baby as well, so it's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it.
You're the number one baby. You should be.
Right. I should be, you know, so we're in a huge, huge fight over it, and he just doesn't get it. Like, he thinks I can just take Benadryl, you know, and be fine.
I mean, have you, but just like, to be fair, for both sides, have you tried taking Benadryl, like daily? Does that make a difference?
It makes a difference, but, like, I don't want to have to be on Benadryl 24/7,
yeah.
You know? Like, and it still doesn't help all the way. Like she said, like, my throat closes up, my nose runs 24/7, my eyes get swollen and itchy, like, it's miserable,
bad,
you
yes.
know? It's not fun. Like, they're cute. Like, I wish I wasn't allergic, you know? Like, I love cats. I love animals, but it's just not worth it. Like,
right.
I feel like if I don't mean, you know, more to him than his cats, like, I don't know. Maybe I need to rethink this whole thing. I mean.
So this is serious. Like, you're thinking of
yeah.
this, you might just get out?
I mean, if he doesn't think that I'm worth it, I don't know. Like, seriously, it's either Mr. Sprinkles or it's me.
Wait, who's Mr. Sprinkles?
Mr. Sprinkles.
Is he the
one
new
of his cats?
Oh, is that the newest edition?
No, that's when he's at.
The OG, Mr.
Okay.
Sprinkles.
Yeah, he's been there since day one. He's a ride or die.
This is serious, though.
Right, but like I should be too. I mean,
so have you kind of told him, hey, it's me or Mr. Sprinkles?
Yeah, and what does he say to that? Is he just like, come on, or is he like, no?
I mean, he just keeps saying that, you know, I've had these cats for a long time. They've been a part of my family. They're, you know, like my babies. And I get it. I mean, I do. But you also asked me to move in, and you knew I was deathly allergic to cats, you know? So like, he knew this from day one that I've been deathly, like, it's not like it's something new. Like,
yeah.
He knows this.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be so drastic to end the relationship because I think it's a big deal for a dude to ask a lady to move in.
Absolutely.
So that's a good sign, at least to look at the positive, Jessica.
But I mean, I'm with you, Jess.
Well,
I could never
but
live there. I could never live with three cats. Never.
I can't be
around for maybe 15 minutes or I start.
All right. Well, can you hang on, Jessica? Maybe we can open up the phones and see if anybody else has advice. Maybe they've been through this.
Yes. Please.
All right, cool. 833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy. You're just tuning in. Jessica's been dating Brian for almost a year. Her lease is almost up. She wants to move in together. He actually asked the question, but he's got three cats, including Mr. Sprinkles. We'll have to find out what the other names are. That's kind of interesting. But she's allergic, deathly allergic, she says. So
what should they do? What's the remedy for
you
this situation?
You can't ask him to get rid of his cats.
But then, I mean, now she's like, oh, he doesn't prioritize me. Why not?
It's so hard being a guy, I'll tell you. What, Mackenzie? 833-563-2539. Hey, give us a call. We need your help here for Jessica for group therapy on Radio Now. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we are doing group therapy. By the way, if you ever want to be on it, all you got to do is call us 833-563-2539 or send us a DM, Radio Now AM Show. For group therapy this morning, we're talking to Jessica. She has been dating Brian for almost a year. Her lease is almost up, and he said, hey, why don't we move in together? Which, Mackenzie, that's kind of a big step.
A huge step, and it's so exciting, but the dicey part, he's got not one, not two, but three cats, and she's deathly allergic. And that's the worst. I have a cat allergy as well, and I could never live with one, let alone three cats, just because my eyes shut, my throat closes up, you know.
Is that
bad.
Is it really that bad to experience all those symptoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to function.
All right, Jessica, I hear you, and now we're about to hear from everybody else. 833-563-2539. If you can give her any advice or anything, because we hate to see relationships end, because it's not like this guy's cheating on her and should I keep my guy? It's like,
because love is still there. Hey, it's just like, but.
Well, not for the cats. let's
not
see.
For Mr. Sprinkles.
Yeah, Mr. Sprinkles is out in the cold, it sounds like. Alyssa, you're on with Jessica. Hey, what's up? What do you want to say to her?
Hi, good morning. I actually have friends that are in a similar situation. They've been together for about 6 years, and they've had cats for about 3 or 4 years together. And my friend is very allergic to cats. Her nose is constantly running. Her eyes get puffy. Her throat is itchy. And she takes Benadryl, Zyrtec. She takes allergy medication daily. And I don't know. I'm just curious to know, you know, how long have the cats been in his life? And, you know, what is it that she's wanting him to do with the cats? I really understand how her feelings are probably hurt by it, but I feel like she really has to think about, you know, if she was in that same situation and had animals that she's had longer than she's known this person, like, how do you get rid of that attachment?
Jessica, like, is it safe to assume that you want the cats gone just because there's no way you're able to deal with them?
Yeah, I mean, I can't deal with feeling like that every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, he has family members that have already offered to take them. So,
ooh, that's new in the mix.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
That's good.
Therefore, he could still go see them. But I can't be around it. It's too miserable.
Is there an extra room? Like, could you have like a cat room?
My mom had a bird room
do that.
In her house.
Is
so
that a thing?
Hey, Alyssa, thanks for calling. I think anything's
like just
possible.
Have a room the cats stay in. I don't know if everything would still drift out.
Yeah,
but
get a 2-bedroom apartment. One room is for the cats.
Yeah, it is 2 bedrooms, but I don't know if that would actually.
She's like, no dice. I don't want that. Like,
absolutely not. Mr. Sprinkles has to go. Lindsay,
yeah,
hey.
I don't think that would make a difference.
Lindsay, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What would you tell Jessica to do today for group therapy?
Hi, Jessica. So I have 2 cats as well. And there's a guy that I'm currently talking to, and we're not serious or anything, but he is definitely allergic as well. Like, he can't even come to my apartment because of his allergies. Like, he has to take a Benadryl before he comes over, and it makes me feel so bad. But if things were to actually get serious with us, I would definitely look into giving my cat to one of my family members. Like, I know my parents would take them in. They don't have any pets, and I know that they really want some. So, you know, I would definitely look into something like that, because taking Benadryl every single day, awful. Like, you're going to be tired all the time.
Exactly.
But people take Benadryl every day of their life because they have to. I think you need to buck up. If this is love, aren't you going to fight for your love?
I disagree. If there's people that are willing to care for the cats and will love the cats, and you know they're going to another home where they'll be taken care of, come on. You can go visit them every day.
Lindsay, thank you for thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Lindsay.
I'm not asking him to take him to a shelter or anything. You know, I would never, ever do that.
Yeah, she's not saying, like, bye-bye forever, Mr. Sprinkles.
It feels like it is. All right, let's wrap this thing up right here. Hey, Alex, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you tell Jessica, who's deathly allergic to cats, but now her guy wants to have her move in, and there's 3 cats, including Mr. Sprinkles, that live there?
I think you need to either buck up and take allergy medicine or break up.
Buck up or break up. I like
that. Buck up or break up.
Wait, that could be a new segment on the show. Wow. Buck up or break up.
Wow.
Are you speaking from experience, Alex?
No, but I have 2 cats myself that I've only had for like a year, but I would break up with my boyfriend of 4 years if he wanted me to get rid of them.
Wow. Tough love there.
No kidding.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they're my children.
They're your babies. We get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know what I wonder? I'm not trying to do animal cruelty, because I know there are some cats that don't have fur. Could you just shave all their fur off the cat? You know what I mean? Like I think of like Austin hairless Powers. Cats. Yeah, like Dr. Evil's got that one cat that has no hair.
Aren't those a specific breed? I don't think like all cats. I don't know. I'm not a cat person.
I'm not an animal
expert. I'm a dog person.
Jessica, the thing I'm always concerned about at the end is, did we help you at all with group therapy
today? Or did we make it worse?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Another ringing endorsement.
We gave you some options. Perhaps the cat room idea. I'm standing behind that.
All right. You do your thing. Thank you, Jessica. If you want to be on group therapy and have people talk about your stuff but not get a solution, you can do that next week. 833-563-2539. Call in or send us a DM right now. We'll try to set something up that's convenient for you. Radio Now AM Show.